Frank jurors idle away long hours with song. Atlanta Journal. July 30, 1913. They sing ballads and tell Irish tales. During the recess hours, jurors in the Frank trial have organized a singing club. Their purpose is not to give diversity to the trial with a note of song, but to while away the time between sessions of court. When Judge Ellis Roan gives word that the trial has proceeded far enough for the day, jurors are taken for a brief, brisk walk, and then to their residence for the nonce, which consists in three rooms thrown together at the Kimball House. There the 12 take up their quarters for the night, and remain until the beginning of the court session upon the next day. 12 cots have been placed in the three connecting rooms, and there the 12 jurors sleep. Until the trial is ended, they will have no opportunity of seeing home folks, but they are permitted to send messages through deputy sheriffs. Still, this routine, courtroom throughout the day, and three rooms at the Kimball as a bedroom for the night, grows uncomfortable. Yet, song is a comfort for most of life's distress. So the jury has taken to singing. They sing ballads and tell Irish stories. Deputies in attendance on jury report that the song club has all but reconciled the 12 men to the prospect of another week of jury duty.